Greg, let's take a moment. Give us an update on field activity down in your neck of the woods.
Dave, here in western Ross County, southern Fayette, and eastern Highland County, well, we've got some work going on. Bean spraying's happening. Got a few guys that have planted a little bit of corn in the sandy bottoms. Anything that's underlaid with gravel, why guys have started a little bit. Not real anxious. I think everybody's pretty well ready to go, but waiting on Mother Nature to give us that window to warm up just a bit. So, but I think things, soil conditions are good, adequate moisture, and got some tillage going on, either turbo tills or something just to level some of the winter ruts out. but I think guys are ready.
What soil temperatures look like?
Dave, we checked on Sunday, and we're still about 50, 51. If it's a little bit heavier clay, why, maybe not quite that warm. And, you know, with the, if you've got heavy cover, heavy, you know, with a big crop last year, we had a lot of fodder. So we're going to have some guys are starting to open up some of this soil with a little bit with these tillage tools that we have today. And get a little sunshine, why, it'll dry out that top inch or two and be a nice seed bed to plant in. So I think everybody's ready, just kind of getting ready to go.
Greg, as a service provider, how do you prepare for these guys once they're ready to go?
Oh, Dave, we just get as ready as we can be. It happens so quickly now with as big as they are. Most of our customers, we deal with a smaller guy, and they don't have the 16-row planters or larger. And we just try to work as closely and stay on top of it, work several long hours just to try to take care of the guy that's farming, you know, 400 to 800 acres. Maybe a part-time job for some of the guys we deal with. But just be as ready as we can be and provide service, have buggies available, have supplies. A lot of guys are doing their own spraying today, so just have supplies ready for them to go to the field.
Well, one thing's for certain, Garmin Feed and Supply, is this isn't your first spring.
No, Dave, it's not our first spring. I think this will be our 37th year doing this. So, but it's changed. It sure has changed, and it's never a dull moment. You know, there's always something exciting and new that you can look forward to, whether it be a new disease or a new bug or a new seed or a new chemical. So there's always something to look forward to.